The investigation of improper trading practices in the mutual fund industry has rattled investors, company executives, and employees. In suburban Milwaukee, hundreds of workers and some local officials are awaiting the fate of the Strong Financial Corporation. The Wisconsin company is preparing for possible civil or perhaps criminal charges and is considering purchase offers from several out-of-state firms. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
3 months ago, New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer raised the possibility of charges against the 30-year-old Strong Financial Corporation and its founder and largest shareholder, Richard Strong. The allegations center on improper trading practices and Strong personally profiting from some deals. Strong says his trades were not disruptive to any funds, but he promises to personally reimburse the fund's investors for any financial losses. Strong has also stepped down as chairman and chief executive and hired a Wall Street firm to solicit and help evaluate buyout offers. Strong's 1,300 employees aren't talking to reporters. A former employee, who says she left on good terms, says the atmosphere inside Strong Financial is a mixture of anxiety and preparing oneself for change. In the Trysting Place pub, just across the street from Strong's headquarters in the village of Menominee Falls, pub owner Salvatore Zizzo is feeling the effects of the uncertainty. Strong owns the building where Zizzo has a lease, and he says he wants to make sure the site is properly maintained. Zizzo says he's already starting to see less business from his neighbor.
We oftentimes run anywhere from 15 to 25 pizzas over to Strong Funds for different functions and different things happening over there. And the last 2 months, we really haven't had hardly any of that.
Zizzo says he supports Strong, but the amount of business from Strong's employees could get worse before it gets better. Strong has announced it's suspending some employee retirement benefits and is considering other cost-cutting measures. The firm says that since Attorney General Spitzer came forward with his concerns, $3 billion have flowed out of Strong's mutual funds. Rachel Barnard is with the business research firm Morningstar.
Well, Strong has certainly been one of the hardest hit fund companies, without any doubt. And about 10% of its assets have recently left after the scandal broke, which is a huge percentage.
Barnard says if Strong Financial winds up being sold, Milwaukee will lose some jobs. It's hard to say how many. At his office in Menominee Falls, village president Jefferson Davis pages through a thick folder of correspondence from Strong Financial. The firm is the second largest employer in this suburb of 33,000 people, and about 400 Strong employees live in the village. Davis says Strong Financial pays good wages and a lot of local property taxes, and has been a good corporate citizen. Davis says New York Attorney General Spitzer should eliminate the uncertainty over Strong's fate.
If there's going to be charges, let's charge them. If there's going to be arrests, let's arrest them. If there's going to be an indictment, let's indict them. To have this firm and all of its employees and all the investors spin in the wind is not fair.
An announcement from Attorney General Spitzer could come soon. A Milwaukee newspaper reports that late last week, investigators from Spitzer's office visited Strong Financial's headquarters. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.